Hello.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling with opinion research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Do you live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay. Overall, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction or the wrong direction?
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Hyla River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where Levine area is again?
No, I got it.
Okay, and in what year were you born?
I'm sorry?
In what year were you born?
80.
Thank you. And is anyone, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, or another race?
What?
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each of these items on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. In Levine, you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher number, the more it will help improve the life in Levine. More dining and entertainment options.
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
Okay. Better streets and road maintenance.
3.
Okay, better public transportation options.
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
More good paying jobs.
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses.
5.
Thank you. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, retired, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of business that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Can you repeat that question?
Yeah. Would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of business that employ
too
people?
Few.
Okay. And what about thinking about business in your area? Would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of business that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me yes or no, if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes, more.
Yes, strongly, or yes, somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Strongly, more.
Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
More, strongly.
Okay, what about doctor's office and hospitals?
Strongly more.
Okay, and home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
More. I don't know about strongly, but more.
Okay, yes. Somewhat? Okay.
Somewhat, yeah.
And in your own words, what type of stores and business would you most like to see more of in Levine?
What type of stores?
Yes.
More of the dollar stores and grocery stores.
Okay, any other business or type of stores?
Not specifically.
Okay. Thank you. Switching gears a bit. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate problem, slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Moderate.
Thank you. How much of a problem is the availability for housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is there a very big problem, fairly big, moderate, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Moderate.
Thank you. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing for each one. Please tell me if you tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. Single family detached homes.
Yes.
Yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, probably.
Okay. What about townhouses or attached homes?
No, not really.
Okay. What about housing options for seniors?
No.
Okay. And multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Little over 10.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
Rent.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you oppose them or you favor them. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Okay,
somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes?
Opposed, strongly.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Strongly opposed.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Oh, the sound of the show is in school. No. I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yes. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Favor
or opposed? Okay. Strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of school that you have completed? What grade?
That's it. High school.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just let me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75 to 100, 100 to 25, 125, or more than 125,000.
50.
Thank you. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I please have your first name?
Alicia.
Okay, thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.